Thank you. During that question and answer period, I gave most of my speech, so I'll probably finish a little early. I think my topic is learning from depositions or bad experiences that I've had in depositions. And like was said by everybody on the panel, I think the bad experiences I've had over the years are based on two things. One, not being prepared. And that doesn't mean whether you're putting on your client or cross-examining the other client or an expert. Preparation is the key. It's not very sexy, but that's the key. And then secondly, and this is amazing, but listen to the answer. And as I said earlier, the best depositions I've taken are the night after trying to go to sleep or driving back from the deposition in my car. Or when you read over a deposition, you say, golly, I should have done this or I should have done that. So listen to the question. You know, these trial experts tell you that the key is three. You know, you're supposed to have 3 points. You know, red, white, and blue, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You know, threes are the keys to getting attention from the audience. Therefore, I've got 5 points that I'm going to talk about. One's you know, your client's deposition, you know, preparing your client and defending a deposition. And the other is taking the other party's deposition. Then I'm going to talk briefly about expert depositions and how to use the deposition at trial, and then just a few general thoughts. Nothing that I say today is original. The last original thought, I don't remember really when it was, but I know Jimmy Carter was president. Was the last time I had an original thought, and it was bad. It did not work. So everything I've learned is either the hard way or through CLE seminars like this. So since none of us are old enough or none of you have enough time to make all the mistakes, try to learn what you can, you know, from seminars so you can minimize the mistakes you make. One time, Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart, when he was the richest man in the world, he was at a seminar at Harvard or Texas Tech, it's sort of the same, I'm not sure which. But they asked him, you know, how did you become the richest man in the world? And he said, by making good decisions. You know, he didn't say the truth, you know, paying off GOP politicians and cheating my workers out of, you know, their insurance. But he said, you know, making good decisions. And they said, how do you make good decisions? And he said, by experience. And they asked him, how do you get experience? And he said, by making bad decisions. So that's the way I think that we learn, is, you know, learning from the mistakes that we made. What about your client's deposition? All right, this is a novel thought on how to prepare for your client's deposition. Think. Take some time to think. And what I do is I set a clock for 13 minutes. When I talked last year, I was at 11, but now I'm up to 13. And I just think, I write, you know, just fast as I can, you know, what comes to mind. And I try to think about, you know, what am I afraid of? What am I afraid of? What areas am I afraid of, you know, in this case and in this deposition? What will the other side ask? How is the best way to respond? I start out doing that, then I prepare because I have those things, you know, in the back of my mind. Now, boy, I'm excited about this. Quentin misquoted Yogi Berra. Yogi Berra said, if you don't know where you're going, you might end up somewhere else. And that's better than the way Quentin quoted it. You know, one other thing, he was trying to impress you with how educated he is, showing you all those books. This is the truth. I had the Cliff Notes on every one of those but one. Now, you millennials probably don't even know what Cliff Notes are, but I have them on every one except Catcher in the Rye. Grew up in Lubbock, is illegal to read it, but I have them on the others. But anyway, think about your deposition, the first thing you do, and then that'll sort of help you frame your preparation. Review all the relevant material in your case. The jury charge, because that may be, you know, important, how they're going to answer those questions. go through the discovery, you know, see what your legal assistant, how she answered everything. And even stuff you know, go over it again, because I promise you, you're going to see, you know, fresh things. You see on all these cop shows, you know, the cop will sit down, you know, on a cold case, and he'll read through the file, and something else will hit him. Same thing with you. After you've reviewed all the, you know, the relevant material, and I sit down, or while I'm reviewing it, I sit down and I take notes, you know, of the things that I think are critical or important. And then I make an outline on what I want to cover in preparing my client for his or her deposition. A few things on that. One, never do it the same day of the deposition. Never do it the same day of the deposition. Start your preparation on a different day, the day before, whatever, because something's going to come up. You know, you're going to have a, you can't say shit in these depositions, you know, I mean, in this CLE because they're taping it, but you're going to have a, oh, shoot moment when something comes up and, man, I got to check on that. I got to handle it. So always prepare your client the day before, 2 days before, never on the day of the deposition. Because if you are like Quentin and Paul and me, we do God's work. We represent the injured citizens. And our clients have never, in almost all cases, ever given a deposition. So what you've got to start out with is being a psychologist.